from KQED.
California is making a mad dash to enroll Latinos into health care plans. So far, the state's health insurance marketplace, known as Covered California, has not done well on this front. Advertising campaigns are missing the mark, and Spanish-speaking counselors who can help with the complex sign-up process are hard to come by. In the first of two stories this week, the California Report's health reporter April Demboski explains why the state's Latino marketing missteps impact the success of the state's program overall.
The advertising industry figured out how to woo Hispanic consumers decades ago. Big companies saw the market potential and sank millions of dollars into ads. McNuggets. Mikata. The most basic do's and don'ts of marketing to Latinos are well known. So when California officials started thinking about how to persuade the state's Latino population into enrolling into healthcare plans, they should have had a solid blueprint. Instead, they made a series of mistakes.
It's not necessarily a cohesive campaign tailored to Hispanics.
Bessie Ramirez is with the Hispanic Market Research Group Santiago Solutions in Los Angeles. For years, the firm has consulted for big clients like Health Net, Cigna, and Blue Cross.
Frankly, it seems obvious that the launch of this program seemed to have actually turned a blind eye to really what the needs of this particular consumer were.
Here's an example. One thing health policy experts love about Obamacare is that you can't be denied coverage for a pre-existing condition. Covered California made this a selling point in all its Spanish ads. No se te puede negar cobertura médica por tener un problema. But that doesn't resonate with Latinos. Many of them have never had insurance, never considered it. So few have ever worried about pre-existing conditions. Ramirez says another problem is that the ads end with a web address for Covered California.
CoveredCA.com.
No phone number or physical address. She says that completely misses how Hispanics like to shop, especially for such a complicated product like health insurance.
Hispanics are very heavily on the internet and they're growing very fast on the internet. However, they're not really transacting on the internet. They transact on a personal basis. Hispanics will wait to go to a 7-Eleven until 11 o'clock because at 11 o'clock they know that Juan is on duty.
Perhaps Covered California's biggest mistake? They simply translated ads from English into Spanish. They ignored the importance of cultural relevance. Think of this award-winning English language campaign.
Got milk?
At worst, a literal translation of this catchphrase into Spanish could be a rude reference to breast milk. At best, it just falls flat. That's what happened with Covered California's first Spanish ad.
Bienvenidos.
Hola.
Pronto, los californianos liderarán.
Roberto Orsi and I are in his office watching this ad. Orsi is the CEO of Acento Advertising in Santa Monica.
Adelante. Come on in. Welcome to a new state of health. Welcome to Covered California. To say that we are now in a new state of health for California, it is grammatically correct to translate that literally, but it doesn't have the same little nuance or cuteness that it has in English.
Orsi says the state's second ad was just boring.
Es hora de aclarar las cosas. Covered California es el lugar.
Boring music, boring spokesperson.
This guy was as stiff as a board and seco, which in English means dry.
It might not matter to anyone but the companies if Latinos buy more milk or chicken nuggets. But if Latinos don't buy health insurance, it matters to everyone. On average, Latinos are younger and healthier than the general population. The premiums they pay help cover the healthcare costs of older, sicker Californians. And that keeps premium costs down for everyone else. That's why Covered California is sweating the numbers. Just 6% of people who enrolled in health plans last year speak Spanish as their first language. The state had hoped to do far better. It wanted something closer to the statewide population of Spanish speakers, and that's almost 30%.
We don't think we've done a good enough job yet.
Peter Lee is the executive director of Covered California.
Relative to our ambitions and our aspirations, we don't stack up well enough yet, and so we're going to be doubling down.
The state spent almost $5 million on its Spanish ad campaign last year. It plans to spend more than $8 million in the first 3 months of this year. Covered California is racing to catch up on market research and has vowed to improve its creative messaging. This time, the ads will tell people where to go to get help in person.
Even from day one, we all thought that Spanish speakers would be much more apt to have help in person. How important that is really crystallized over the last 3 months.
But crucial time has been lost. The final deadline to sign up for coverage this year is March 31st. It's not clear if Covered California can come up with a more effective marketing campaign in time to make a difference. For the California Report, I'm April Demboski.
Tomorrow, we'll hear why Latinos who do want to sign up for health insurance have to wait hours to get basic information and why so few of them are actually closing the sale.